Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Jason Stewart, director of the Straightway Youth Center. Welcome, Jason.
Welcome. How you doing? Thank you.
Thank you for being with me today. And first, let's start. There may be some folks out there that don't know about the Straightway Youth Center. Tell me, what is the Straightway Youth Center?
Well, the Youth Center is one of the programs that we started over at the Parkview Drive Church of Christ, and because of we saw a lot of things that needed to be done with our youth, and so it's a program that we strive to do things that are very positive in the kids' lives in the city of Monroe.
Now, you have been involved in the matter of bullying and talking with these youth about bullying and the effects of bullying. And you know a little something about that. You're a director at a local youth detention center. And so you see probably a lot of folks that have either bullied or been bullied in their life, and it's led to their incarceration.
Yes, to some point we have, and being around and the Straightway Youth Center started back in 2000. So we saw a lot of issues, and there are some things that our kids today go through that that bullying plays a very big part of it.
Let's talk first, what is bullying? How do you define it?
Bullying is a very, it has, you have different types of bullying. You have physical bullying, mental bullying, you also have cyberbullying, those type things. So the aggression that it brings to young people or to anyone of that point to have power over them. So, you know, it's very, very, very various with different things to the definition.
Are there common things you see in people that get picked on and bullied? Is there a common thread that kind of runs between most of those folks?
Yeah, you could say I've seen some things specifically self-worth and youth. Youth have to have a sense of self-worth within themselves that I believe that parents would have a very big impact on.
So parents watching their children saying, "Hey, don't pick on your sister, don't pick on your friend." That can have an effect on whether these kids, I guess, get a corrective action to help them along the way to learn that bullying is bad.
Yeah, and that's true. You know, the not so much as the kids or parents' relationship to understand that we have to supervise our youth. Just letting them go is not very very productive.
Adults need to be involved in their kids' lives and kind of snooping around, knowing what's going on when they're not in their sight. How can adults help? What things do adults need to be looking out for?
And too, that's very, very good, very well put. We need to, as parents, pay a lot of close attention to our kids' environment, the things that they are, you know, involved in, and to get ourselves involved more with their activities. And that's one of the things with the youth center. We have created an atmosphere for them to do things. I also have a football team, basketball team, and I work close with a young lady by the name of Miss Tammy Washington with Children's Coalition. So I work with a lot with my minister, Mr. Larry Burrell, and you know, a lot of people. So I have a lot of people that help us out a lot.
Let's get back to those adults. Sometimes do kids learn a bullying behavior from their parents?
And they can. A lot of the knowledge or not knowing, or when it's not corrected at a certain point or early in their lives may contribute to a lot of misbehaving, a lot of bad behavior, so they may pick up on a lot of things that they wouldn't have.
I asked you before we started. We just chatted for the last half hour about some of the issues, and you said sometimes substance abuse, other risky behaviors, kind of come to play in bullying.
Yeah, the young people tend to go towards if they're dealing with their peers and they're in environments that are not constructive for them. They tend to go to other means to solidify or help them with the pain that they may be going through that we can't see. And so,
Bullying problem, you know, I guess I always think of it as young boys picking on other boys, but the girls get in on the action too, don't they?
Oh, yes, sir. Girls now, I believe in our in this time, at this junction of our lives in the world, a lot of information has gone to young people, and I believe that young ladies are just as privy to those issues as well.
So boys, I guess, may manifest more as like a physical bullying. You're going to go, hands-on bullying. You say with the girls, sometimes there's more of a thought process, a more intellectual type of bullying.
Yeah, our young ladies tend to, all of us are, you know, informational creatures. And so they tend to communicate more with speaking. And so, they do a lot of talking and a lot of listening too, and so that has a very big impact on
Jason. If I see bullying, what do I do?
First of all, you know, you need to report it to authorities, to those that are in authority over schools, or principals, teachers, any adult that would see and follow through with some of the things that are being brought up.
Jason Stewart, Straightway Youth Center, and you can be reached by email. What's your email address?
My email is jstew8115@gmail.com.
jstew8115@gmail.com. Jason Stewart, the Straightway Youth Center. You can find out about the Youth Center and more by visiting our website at kedm.org.